I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
Very often we go, what's my purpose in life? What has God called me to do? What does he want me to do? And we don't recognize that he made us in a special way. And in each season of life, he gives us a different way to use our gifts. But if we're busy and we're focused on, you know, being all things to all people and trying to juggle all the balls, keep all the balls in the air, and not really connecting with him and saying, hey, Lord, show me how to connect these dots. Show me how to take the gifts that you've given me in this season of life and use them for your glory. We can miss it. I spent, you know, years of my life missing what I was supposed to be doing because I was just kind of functioning like a robot, you know, serving needs, taking care of what I thought needed to be done, but not investing that time to seek his will and what his calling for me was.
You know, that is so brilliant what you say about the seasons. And I know that when I was in that season of having the small children and just trying to fulfill needs and do what had to be done for the day, I did find that I was just incredibly frustrated thinking, I cannot live like this for the rest of my life. But no one ever told me that that was a season and that things would change and that there would be seasons of brilliance and seasons of just a lot of work and that it would change and that I had to constantly be listening to God as far as what do you have for me right now? What, how am I supposed to be fulfilling the purpose that you have for me right now? Did you find that to be true? And do you find that as you speak to other women as well?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if anyone told me 15 years ago that I would build my own business, that I would run an organization, that I would write a book, I would laugh at them. I didn't even get good grades at school. I would say I'm a stay-home homeschooling mom, and all I wanted to do was to raise a family and be a good mom and support my husband. You know, I still want those things. Life just looks different now. But I would have looked at my life right now and been like, that is crazy. There's no way that's happening. Y'all are crazy. because God has plans that we can't even imagine. But the key is always patiently waiting and serving, saying, okay, I'm here, you know, make me into who I'm supposed to be in the next season. But when we're in that season, especially when we're in the hard season with little kids, we can't even fathom what life will look like in 5 years or 10 years or 15 years. But being open and being flexible and saying, Lord, have your way, he sure will.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.